Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. It's Moose. It's Breezy. And we're just...
get in.
On those good vibes, we gotta get you some tea. Maybe a little honey in it.
No.
Let's clean those pipes out.
Sick.
All of our friends are weighing in this morning. Let's get right to it. Breeze, who's here this morning?
I know. Who is here? Heather's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze.
What's up, Heather?
Feeling good today because I just got a promotion at work. I love that moment for you.
We salute you.
I love that moment for you.
Good for you. Nice job.
Yeah.
Here's a 10-cent raise.
They're like, yeah, actually, we're not giving you a raise. We're just going to meet where inflation's at. Thank you so much. And the tariffs, of course.
It was so embarrassing when I got a raise over my boss, one of my last jobs.
Yeah.
I got a significant raise because it was basically like, pay me or I walk. And they, you know, they actually followed through. But my boss, who was there way longer than me,
right?
I'm not kidding you. They gave her a 45-cent raise, which was
insulting at that point. No, it's like, just keep it, because I'm not even going to see it after taxes.
You're not even going to see it. 45 cents, you couldn't even do an extra.
You're actually, like, losing more money by doing that, but yeah, so tough. Ugh, yikes.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. They're like, do you want to take some out of your pay to give it to her? I was like, I can't swing it. I live in Hollywood. I can't swing it.
Just remember on this fine Tuesday, everyone's replaceable. All right, who else is here? We have Jessica. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm feeling good today because we've had really nice weather these last 3 days. And although it might rain today, I'm just lucky for what we did have.
Oh, that's, yeah. Glasses half full. I like that. It's still 75 today. We'll take the warm weather.
Yeah, for sure. It's just going to be maybe a little sticky, a little humid. The Rochester Red Wings has some pretty sick gear for the lilac.
Yeah, they
week.
Do. Yes, they do. I got a lilac jersey that Dan gifted me. We'll be at the game Sunday, the whole fam. We're going to go Sunday.
Love that.
My nephew's singing with his school, the national anthem.
Cute.
Yeah, so I kind of have to be there.
I feel like that would be more of a reason for you not to go. You're like, I can't, got plans.
No, I
got
to.
I got things with my CSE friends.
I
can't miss it.
I got to go see my nephew.
I love it. Yeah, that's all I got on my end. What's going on with you?
Vibes are pretty much sky high today. You know, it's Taco Tuesday.
Period.
So, probably going to, I don't know, I'm thinking I'm going to cook dinner tonight. Maybe a couple of fajitas. Maybe I'll go out. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel pretty good, though. I got a four-mile walk-in yesterday around the city.
That's good.
Yeah, it was just so nice out. I was like, how can you possibly be inside right now? So, but I feel pretty good. How are you doing? You a little congested today?
Yeah. Who knew spending all that time around those lilacs was going to just clog up my pipes?
I know.
Yeah, I'm definitely like, allergies are a kick in, but these things happen. There's not much we can do. Got to keep pushing through.
Got to do it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun last night at Cruel Summer. Obviously, friends of the show. They just crushed. They had to cut their set down immensely because you only get 90 minutes because your heart stopped at 8:30.
Oh, yeah, because of the neighbors.
Yeah.
But that's still a good show for an hour and a half.
No, it was really great. It was really, really great. And everybody obviously loved it. So, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And Lilac Festival goes until this Sunday?
Yep. Sunday I'm going to be running the 10K that they have there. So pray for me.
Breezy's going to get
after it.
Hopefully
I'm not still sick.
Love that for you. All right, guys, thanks for all the good vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to tell you, if you're looking for a career change, how you could transition, because there's a lot of funding for the American Rescue Plan Act. It's an initiative to help more people join the paramedics team and be an EMS worker. We'll tell you how you can do that and why this is the perfect time to actually do it. That's all coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Not all heroes wear capes, you guys. Some just wear a nice button-down shirt. In celebration of EMS Week, local leaders announced a new training program, and that's aimed at developing the next generation of emergency medical technicians and paramedics right here in Monroe County. So I think this is great news because this is funded by $4.2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act. This is an initiative to remove financial and logistical barriers for a lot of people who are interested in advancing through this career path. But, you know, sometimes, like a lot of things, there's a heavy cost involved. People can't afford it. But this recent funding gives people a real chance at this profession. So the program also covers tuition, school supplies, transportation services, also child support, which is so huge for single parents. Graduates of the program will be certified to begin working with an EMS agency, helping address the ongoing shortage of emergency medical personnel. So I think what makes this program so special is that they're removing a lot of these common barriers that prevent people from becoming EMTs, said Adam Bello. And it really wraps around this support system that prevents people from entering this type of work. They don't have the time. They can't afford it. They don't have someone to watch their kid. But if anyone listening wants to change up their career path and apply for the MCC's EMT and paramedic classes this fall for the 2025 semester, the application deadline is June 1st in like 3 weeks. So you can sign up now on MCC's website.
Get after it. Save a life.
See, I would love a job like this, but I can't do it. I have always wanted like a woman to feel safe around me, but
that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I got in trouble one time because a girl I was on a date with witnessed me run from danger instead of towards it. And it ruined everything. I couldn't do it. It was a wonderful evening too. And some guy, we were out to dinner. He started joking at two tables down, fell out of his chair. And I just, I don't know, I got up and went to the bathroom.
Classic. See ya. got a jet.
I panic in those situations. I don't like confrontation. I don't know what to do.
It's not confrontation. It's just saving a life.
No, it's not. I would have no idea what to do.
Confrontation is you fighting someone. You saving a life.
No, this
a hero.
Was this,
heroic.
This was all just a lot for me. I panicked. But some of you are made for this type of thing. So good luck out there.
Send it.
Coming up on the show, did I do the right thing in front of my 3-year-old son? Or did I just teach him that it's okay to be a pushover? That's the message we got from Kelly from Penfield, who's asking for some advice this morning when her son was confronted by another child on the playground. We'll get to her message, hear what you guys think. Coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. We got a message from a mom by the name of Kelly from Penfield, who's asking if she did the right thing or not. If you have advice for Kelly this morning, we'd love to hear from you guys. 585-252-9800. Kelly writes in and says, "Hi, guys. Been listening to you for a couple years now and thought I would send you a message for Parental Confidential. My son is 3. We were at the playground the other day in Penfield. And they have this race car he was playing and sitting in the driver's seat, pretending to drive it. And we were on it playing together maybe a minute and a half. Another kid comes running over, 5 or 6 years old, stands on the step to get in. And he's saying, 'I can't get in. Someone's in there.' And my son starts to get nervous, saying to me, 'I don't want him there.' I walk up and tell him he has to wait a minute. We're playing and I stand there. And the kid's dad comes up and says, 'Let's play on something else.' He runs off. 20 seconds later, he comes right back and starts yelling, 'I want to turn,' over and over again. The boy's dad is laughing on the side, thinking it's hysterical, while his kid is standing there yelling out of control. And I think that part really pushed my buttons. Why is it so hard for some people to control their kid? And I told my son, 'Let's give him a turn. And we'll go plan something else to keep away from that energy,' as I didn't think we were having fun any longer with a kid yelling at us. And I can tell he was bummed a bit, but my son bounced back. I just can't help but feel like I allowed my son or us to be bullied into getting off the car quickly when he was enjoying it.
Right.
And I want to model the right thing for my son, but I wasn't sure in this particular situation. Did I do the right thing removing him and moving to something else? Or would anyone have handled this situation a lot differently? I'm very curious to hear other people's thoughts. Thanks." Okay, that came in from Kelly from Penfield. Okay, let's hear from you guys. Was her and her son bullied into getting off that ride and saying, "See ya"?
Well, it sounds like they were just steamrolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this other kid's dad laughing hysterically on the side?
Because that's who's raising this kid. So that makes perfect sense, actually. Like, you are a mirror and a pure reflection of your parents. So
do you remember growing up, most schools, their playground had this huge tire hooked to chains and you'd swing on the tire? You remember that thing?
Yeah.
Well, I was always so quick to get on it. It was my favorite thing at recess. And I was doing this exact same thing. I was waiting patiently for a girl to get off, and I got impatient. And I pushed her off.
Shoved her face into the wood chips.
I didn't push her off per se, but I got in it.
Her off.
I got in it while she wasn't completely out, and she fell over and hurt herself pretty bad. And then that was it. I ruined it for everyone. That tire was off limits the rest of the year.
Classic.
Oh, I love that damn tire. 585-252-9800.
Got a flat, if you will.
Yeah. What would you guys do in this situation? First person weighing in this morning is our boy Tim. And Tim says, "Yeah, this mom backed down too easily. What was needed in this situation is you sharing with this child's father how terrible of a parenting job he's doing by not teaching his kid any manners. Too many parents today laugh and think this type of behavior is funny." Well, some parents, I think, just don't like the confrontation. So,
right. Yeah.
Was it a nervous laugh?
Yeah.
Or was it like, once again, my son's making me uncomfortable? Or did he genuinely think it's funny?
Right. that's something that you probably will never know. But also it's your responsibility to step up as a parent and be like, hey, knock it off. We don't treat people like that.
I don't see in a situation like this. Like I said this morning on the show, I'm not really big when it comes to confrontation. I'm like, what's the big deal? What are we trying to prove here? Just let's get away from this energy and go do something else. Is it that serious? You know what I mean?
I mean,
what do you have to prove?
It is, though, because at the end of the day, like, that's a life lesson that can be taught, right?
So what's the lesson here?
The lesson is, like, don't let people steamroll you. Don't be bullied out of situations. And that can go for anything later on in life. A job, you know, a line that you're standing in. If you just fold like a cheap beach chair, then you're not going to get anywhere in life. So stand up for yourself without being confrontational, but like teach this little boy to use his voice.
So the lesson is you can't fold like a cheap beach chair.
No.
That's right. Kaylee says this was a good move. A confrontation when your kid is already uncomfortable may have made things a lot worse. Cassandra says, I wouldn't say you did the right or wrong thing here. You did what you were comfortable with at the time. But with regards to myself, I absolutely would have handled it differently. I don't allow other kids to get what they want at the expense of my child. If another kid melts down because they weren't raised right, that's not my problem. Touche.
Yeah.
That is not gentle parenting.
It's not.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I totally get why this mom moved, but it would have probably been better to stay and tell the other kid, no, your child is also learning from these moments. Don't show him to be a pushover. Teach him to stand up for himself.
That's what I'm saying. Because honestly, those lessons and those situations will stick with you. Because it could have the opposite effect. Which obviously she didn't. They could go back to that and be like, that one time I was just submissive and it clearly didn't work out for me. So, because you didn't get what you wanted.
That's why he's not going to get the job 15 years down the road from now.
Probably so not.
Right.
Why his mom's coming to the interview with him. So, and they're both going to be submissive together. So, I'm not trying to be like she did the wrong thing. I think it's hard in those situations. You don't know how you're going to act in those situations. And anybody can sit there and say, oh, I would have done this or, oh, I would have done that.
You never know, though. You never know. Breathe. In this situation, there's no right or wrong decision. The bullies were making your son uncomfortable and your actions to remove him from a toxic situation that could have been worse. Good on you. You will get a chance to teach your son how to handle bullies. Enjoy the fact you diffused the situation the best way you knew how. Good luck. Yeah, well said. The best way you knew how.
Yeah.
Oh, who goodness. Else is here? Let's get over. If you guys are just tuning in for parental, we got a message from a mom who says her son was bullied on the playground. They were on a ride, or I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a swing. They were in a race car. They were in this race car, and another kid who was 5 or 6 came up.
They were on a roller coaster.
Demanded that he have a turn. And she, the best way she knew how to defuse the situation was she feels like, Breezy would say, she folded like a cheap beach chair and walked away.
This person says, I wouldn't make a whole scene about it, but definitely say something to the parent and be done with it and go about your day.
Yes, that's the thing. Victoria says, come on now, guys. Parents messaging in and saying you back down, really? What are you trying to prove here? It's just a kid and a dad acting stupid. Just avoid them and move on. I would have done the same exact thing. But I would have. If it was me, I could say at least I would have said something to the dad. Hey, you want to grab your kid?
Right.
You know what I mean? Do something. Say something. Because so many parents don't. He was laughing. That's what he was doing.
Absolutely.
All right, there's a lot of messages coming in for this morning. It seems like it's split right down the middle. There, you know which parents are absolutely going to go off the rails.
And we know which ones the gentle parents
that's
are.
That's right, 100%. Thank you guys for the messages on this. Kelly, don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up about this. You did what you knew how to do at the time. I don't think your kid is going to remember this for life. It was just one situation.
Probably will.
You're going to have plenty of other opportunities to teach him how to handle a kid like this. You know, and maybe you might do things differently next time. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 75 for the high today. Breeze, this is, you got a wholesome story for us.
I do. Guys, let's talk about friendships and age gaps. Age gap friendships. I mean, listen, I feel like we've talked about this before. When you get past a certain age in life, you're like, nothing really matters when it comes to how old someone is. But when you're younger, a 14-year-old friends with an 18-year-old, kind of weird.
Well,
right?
No, yeah, yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Weird.
I'm going to go see James down the street. Well, he's 30. Okay, that's odd.
But as you get older, it's totally kosher, in my opinion, because age doesn't matter as much. And I think...
When does age stop mattering?
That's the question,
in your 20s,
right?
I think. I think when you're established... And you're an adult, I guess, after 21. I don't know. Is it still weird,
like,
though?
I think like 25.
Because most of my friends are, there's a 10-year age gap.
Right. And that's not weird at all. And I have friends who, I don't even know half of their ages. But just this past week, obviously, there's been a lot going on with Lilac Festival, and Cruel Summer performed last night. And obviously, Alyssa from Cruel Summer is one of our bestie girls, and they come in all the time and perform. They're so talented, her and Matt. And we were out at Highland Park a week ago. It was like a couple Fridays ago, filming a couple promo videos for them taking the stage at Lilac. Very excited. And as we're walking around, the lilacs are finally blooming, and we keep running into this older woman. And she's honestly probably
How
my
old?
Grandma's age. She's probably in her 70s, probably late 70s.
Okay.
Okay.
What's her name, Ruth?
Her name's Lee.
Okay.
And we ask her for like directions because we're like, hey, do you know where the best lilacs are blooming? We need the best shop, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it's down there. She directs us, whatever. We come back to see her like 3 or 4 times and we get to talking with her. And she explains to us she lives in Pittsburgh and she walks the lilacs all the time to just get some steps in and see how the beauty of them and whatever. She's like, I'm trying to get here before the festival and before it gets crazy. So that's why she was there a week prior. I was like, okay, great. And then we get to talking and we explain to her that Alyssa's going to be performing and it's all good. She was like, oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lee, come through. And she was like, really?
We'll get you VIP.
I'm like, yeah, I'll get you VIP. We'll hook you up. We'll make sure you're all set up. She's like, okay, amazing. I go, take my number down, whatever. I never think about it again. Obviously, like, I loved the experience and the interaction with her, but I have so many things going on in my head that was
something that
truly slipped my mind.
And she was supposed to come last night, Lee.
Correct. Correct.
Did Lee come through?
So I'm standing there just doing a bunch of things that I need to be doing, and one of the security guards came up to me and was like, you have a friend here. Someone's looking for you.
That's Lee.
And she steps aside, and it's little old Lee. And she's like, thank you so much. I came. So now Lee's in VIP.
Oh, we love it.
She's alone. She's having the time of her life.
What's her relationship status?
I didn't ask.
How?
I didn't ask.
So you're not that close with her?
Well, I mean, I wasn't like, are you a widower? Like, what am I supposed to say? And obviously I feel like if she was with someone, she would have brought them. No. So she ends up, obviously I'm running around doing a bunch of things for the show, but she ends up hanging with my girlfriend Patrice the whole night.
Oh, she's with Patrice,
so now,
yeah.
Go to my Instagram. I posted a picture of her, Breezy on Air.
Lee?
Of Lee. We took a photo. She's the cutest, sweetest thing.
Yeah, I love old ladies.
I think the moral of the story is I just don't feel like friendship should know any age gap. And What of me, 31, have in common with this 75-year-old woman? I'm not sure. But I think the power of Taylor Swift did bring us together. And she had the time of her life. She sent me the most beautiful, heartfelt message last night. And she was so appreciative. And although she simply does look like my grandma, I love her.
Oh, she's cute.
She's so cute.
I don't think she's in her 70s. She looks like she could have probably been on the Titanic, but she's very sweet.
I love her so much.
That's very sweet.
And I think that this is your sign to
befriend anyone.
Befriend
anyone and everyone, you guys.
Even if it's like not in your demo. You know what I mean? Make sure that you're nice to everybody. Strike a conversation with that person at the grocery store, whether you think it's going to work out or not. Just being friendly and nice.
I'm with you. I went to the Rochester Film Festival the other weekend. I sat next to this little old lady. We struck up a great conversation. I gave her my phone number. She was like, I know you're probably going to make another movie because she saw my first one.
Right.
And she was like, let me know. I would love to cook food for you and the cast. I was like, that's very generous. So she's like, text me your number. And I was like, no problem, Lynn. Thank you so much.
I mean, little did you know, you went on a date a couple days later, but that's fine.
And I forgot. I forgot to text her. I feel terrible about it. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Hey, don't forget that Marty McFly and Doc Brown had a great relationship, and they were years and years apart.
Oh, dude, Carmen, they were at least 50-year age gap.
I don't know who that is.
From Back to the Future, Breeze.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he let Marty time travel, and, you know, who knows how they knew each other, but it worked out. So.
They were best of friends.
Carmen, have you ever befriended someone significantly older than you? I think it's only not weird if it's older than you. If it's younger than you, it's a little weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have nobody that's significantly older than me. We did go to the Lilac Festival last weekend, and it was jamming.
Jamming, indeed.
Yeah, Breezy is hosting. You got to go say hi. But, yeah, Carmen, you make a really great point. But the Back to the Future reference is
It's a little dated for me, Carmen.
Hey, you know what else, too? I used the first time last weekend was those little scooters. You know, those those Veer? What are they called? The Veer? I can't remember the name of them. But
yeah, you're
the VO or whatever.
The Scoot Scoots.
I used to have a bird for a while that I got rid of it.
Yeah, why? Were you on one?
On Goodman. Yeah, we parked on Goodman, and we took a couple of scooters all the way to Lilac.
Scooters.
Great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the little scooters.
Zip,
yeah.
Zip.
So.
I went bar hopping with one. Not responsible, I will say that. Carmen, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
See ya. All right, listen. Keep us posted with our girl, Lee.
Will I ever see her again? I'm not sure, but you can see her on my Instagram right now at Breezy on Air. I'm going to post it to PXY as well because it is the cutest photo you'll ever see. She's the sweetest, most wholesome woman.
Yeah, she is. The compression socks.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
We have so many amazing universities and colleges in our area, but there's some that are really struggling, and Roberts Wesleyan University is one of them. They announced yesterday on Monday that they're cutting around 20% of their full-time workforce, which isn't great. The school says that it will be a strategic resizing of their operations due to the recent enrollment trends and financial pressure. Roberts Wesleyan says that they will be investing in more programs with strong enrollment and high demand, and they'll be ending or pausing other programs that aren't as popular. These cuts are set to impact both administration and the academic positions, and it's not great for the university. I don't love to see that come out for them because obviously they're a religious-based school. Yeah. We have a couple of religious-based schools in our area, NAS being one of them, St. John Fisher, Roberts Wesleyan. But they said these actions, while difficult, are necessary to strengthen the institution for the next generation of learners. I always forget about Roberts Wesleyan because it's so far out.
I know what I mean? I drove by it over the weekend. I'm like, you know, I forgot that was there.
Chi-Li, really far out there, for sure.
Yeah.
But hopefully that everything goes smoothly and the transition and changes that they're making are necessary to make sure that everybody going there gets the best experience possible.
You know, anytime we ever talk about schools, it does. It gives me this itch to want to go back and take a class. I know you're against it. I don't know in what, but I feel like, you know, there's so much more we can learn. You know, maybe start a new trade. I don't know, something.
Right.
There's something else that we could be doing. Don't you ever feel like you're lacking something?
No, not at all. I do enough.
Oh,
I do more than enough.
It's just me then. Coming up on the show.
My skill set is so much higher than yours.
Right.
Right.
Anyone notice that some men will pay significantly less to get the very same haircut as a woman? Why does it cost men less money? We have a listener, Katrina, who's coming on the show with us next to share why she says the hair industry is sexist and she's sick of it. We'll talk to Katrina coming up next on the show.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown of Houston.
The hair industry is sexist, isn't it so? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 75 for the high today. Welcome to the show, you guys. So I found this to be interesting because we have Katrina on the phone with us this morning who says salons charge women way more than men for essentially the same services, such as a basic haircut, a basic trim. 585-252-9800. Call us and tell us if you agree or disagree with our girl Katrina this morning. And also would love to hear from all of our listeners who own a salon or is a stylist. Hi, Katrina. Thanks for coming on the show. Good morning.
Morning to you guys as well.
So you think the hair industry is sexist is what you originally wrote in your message, yes?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused and I'm hoping someone like can explain to me why exactly it is that the price of a haircut is dependent solely on what is in your pants.
Well, that's very interesting.
Why are women constantly being taken advantage of by hairstylists? I don't know.
What do you typically...
Yeah, what do you mean taken advantage of?
How are you being taken advantage of?
Okay, well, so my husband and I, we get our haircut at the same salon. I get 2 inches trimmed off the length. No shampooing, no styling. Okay. Blow out. I mean, $65.
Right.
My husband, he gets a haircut, shampoo, beard trim, $30.
He's only paying $30 for all that. Where's he going?
I mean, we just go to the local salon, you know? Like, he's
Supercuts.
Three chairs down for me.
Well, you guys are getting your haircut at the same exact time? That's cute.
It's a bonding thing.
Yeah, and so, well, you know,
you're paying $65, he's paying $30, and he's pretty much getting more services than you are.
Yeah, it's just like, it just does not make any sense. And I feel like this is what's happening everywhere. I mean, men's cuts are always cheaper than women's.
Yeah, but I feel like it takes, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Does it take less time? Because women are very particular about how things are done. A guy can go in there and just be like, take a little off the sides. And that's it. See ya. Okay.
I feel like this gets projected onto women, you know, like, maybe some women care a lot, but personally, I just want my length trimmed, you know, like I'm not picky. And for whatever reason, I still have to pay this extra special price just to get, like, you know, a little shape up.
Well, what's it cost for like a trim, a color and all that? Like, what's the most amount of money you've ever paid for an appointment to get your hair done?
Honestly, I try to keep it simple. So I don't pay a lot, but I know women who have paid well over $200 for a haircut, I know for women, the full service.
I know women that have paid $350 and they've been in the chair for 7 hours.
I know,
because they're doing a color.
I know women who have paid like $400, $500. And yeah, you're right, Moose. They're there for 24 hours. I'm like, if I'm paying that much money, this is an express service.
Right.
So figure it out.
I mean,
I will never understand the women who are sitting in a chair. They're like, so my appointment starts on Tuesday, but I'm probably not getting out till Thursday. Like, what? Okay, well, why?
If that's the case, though, then yeah, you probably do owe a buttload of money.
But sometimes listen, I'm not a hairstylist, so don't come for me. Here's the thing. Like, I think that there's some hairstylists that genuinely take extra time so they can charge more. I don't know if they charge by the hour or what's happening here, but they really do.
I believe that.
I feel like they slow down the process because they're like, well, I'm going to make the most out of this girly in my chair.
I don't know. I'd love to hear from some of you guys, especially if you own a salon, you're a stylist. 585-252-9800. Do you agree with Katrina? Is the hair industry sexist?
I mean, this is the thing. I just feel like women are being taken advantage of. You know, like, we get looked at like we'll just pay anything because we're stupid or something. You know, it's the same way I feel when I go to get my oil changed. You know, I get charged $200. But if my husband does the same thing, he pays $70 and he's on his way, you know?
But you got to say no to the air filter and all the extra fluids they want to put in your vehicle. You got to say no. You got to say no.
That's you coming from a mile away.
Katrina, you cannot say, okay, I will pay for air in my tires. That's a no-no.
Yeah, I just, you know, like, why does anyone look out for us, you know? Like, I don't see women looking out for women, you know?
Interesting.
It's disappointing to me.
Well, I don't know how many women mechanics there are, but...
Well, I know. She makes a good point, though. All right, well, let's get some... let's hear from some of our listeners here this morning. Thanks for calling in about this and being part of the show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, Katrina. All right, hey, good luck out there.
Thanks.
All right, talk soon. All right, let's get to some messages coming in right now, because there is a stylist weighing in, and she says, hi, Moose and Breezy, this woman clearly doesn't get it. And as a hairstylist, it takes longer to wash, blow dry, and style in addition to the cut. So you're paying for the cosmetologist's time and skill, not the amount of hair that comes off. A typical men's cut does not include a blow dry or style and is usually less time overall.
But she said that she doesn't get that either. That's what she said. She doesn't do the blowout. She doesn't do the shampoo. And there's ways to get a haircut without doing the whole shebang.
You know,
some water on it and call it a day.
Not for nothing, but men typically, like myself, you're going to get your haircut every 2 weeks. Women typically do this, what, twice a year? So I pay with tip $60 each time. That's $120 a month. So after the math, that's what? That's almost $1,500 a year. How much does a woman spend yearly on her hair? I bet you it's nowhere near that. It's probably what, $800? $900?
I mean, listen, I'm in the minority. I only get my hair done twice a year.
Right.
Each time,
exactly.
It's like $150.
What are they doing to it?
They color it. They cut it. They blow it out.
They do all that for only $150?
Yeah, I have the hookup. So.
Oh, yeah, because it's more than that.
No. I know people that, I mean, I've been going to my girl since I was 15. Okay, so it's like, it's not, whatever. But
you don't stray from your stylist. That is a no-no.
I did one time only because her back was snapped in half. And it was one of the worst decisions that ever happened to me. Worst decisions.
Yeah, I've been there.
I was like, I would rather just have 10 inches of root. Thank you so much.
10 inches of root. Yes. Good morning, guys. I disagree. I'm a guy with really long hair, and still, it's cheaper for me than my wife when she goes to get an inch taken off. Manny says, my girlfriend and I used to go to a salon where we got basically the exact same haircut. Buzzed the sides, took 3 to 5 inches off the top, but her cost 2 times as much as mine did. It's fine to charge more for more involved cuts, but just charging flat price increases for the person's perceived gender is maybe a little unethical. Oh, they know women are going to pay it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The other sketchy part about this, make sure that you know how much this service costs prior to getting in the chair.
You're telling me nobody asked? Why wouldn't you ask before you go to the appointment?
Well, listen, I've been in a situation one time with a friend who got their hair done. At the end of it, I think it was like $420. They didn't know it was going to be that much. And again, they're putting on add-ons, they're doing toner, and they're doing this. Make sure you know exactly what that person's putting in your hair. Because once that genie's out of the bottle, there's no putting it back in. Okay? So protect yourself. Truly. Also.
Is that when they put the tin foil in the hair? Is that a color? Is that what they're doing?
Highlights.
Oh, they're doing highlights, right? Yeah. Of course.
Right. The Tin Man. Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta ask before you go in there. But normally you don't have to, because people who have a stylist, that's their go-to.
Also, sidebar, I don't know how all of these salons exist in Rochester and survive. There's like 40 just on Park Ave alone. You could throw a stone. Hit one.
That's so very true. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got a very weird phone call yesterday. A buddy of mine in Los Angeles called me to ask me for permission.
What?
Permission. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze.
It's giving, may I have your daughter's hand in marriage?
No, but Breezy, I know I'm not the only one who has ever gotten a phone call from a friend asking for permission to date your ex. So ultimately, I felt a little weird about it because there's a million girls in that city. Why on earth would you want to connect with someone who has that much history with a close friend of yours? You know what I'm saying? I've never been this guy.
It's giving me the ick.
I've never been this guy, and I would never date a friend's ex if that was their person at one point.
Okay.
Like, if they went on one or two dates, who cares? Yeah. It doesn't count. That's different. But if my buddy was dating someone for 1 to 2 years, no thank you.
Right.
That person is officially off limits. But that's me. Not everyone has those same rules. So I said, yeah, man, she's an ex. I haven't spoken to her in quite a few years, but if you want to text or call her, go ahead, I guess. It was very weird to me that he would be interested in someone that I had dated on more of a serious level.
How?
Not the first time he's asked me, though. This is the second time.
Yeah, it's time to cut this guy off.
This is the second time.
He's literally only using you
as
a vehicle to meet girls. He said, whenever you're done with her, pass her my way. Okay, Johnny, thank you so much. Wait. Is this a thing? You said, like, other people may have been in this situation before. I have never in my entire life heard of this being a thing. Is this a guy thing? Because I know for a fact girls would not let this
Yes, they would. Girls are worse because sometimes they don't ask their friend. They just date the guy that they were dating behind their back.
Yeah.
At least from what I've witnessed. So the backstory is, when my hairstylist in LA moved away, I had to find a new stylist. And a friend of mine referred me to this salon in Beverly Hills called Giuseppe Franco. Well, the girl who was cutting my hair did an amazing job. And I didn't want anyone else to touch my hair. The negative, though, was it was $130 a cut. So I had to figure out, how can I reduce the cost of these haircuts to make them more affordable? So I just started dating my hairstylist, and I never paid for another haircut.
Oh, God.
So long story short, that relationship kind of ran its course. So my buddy and her have been talking already for a couple weeks now. Okay? I found that interesting because I thought he was calling me yesterday to ask for permission. Well, apparently that's not the case. He was calling because he wanted to do some digging. He says, whatever happened to you guys, he wanted dirt. I'm like,
oh, so he wasn't asking for permission at all.
That's what it felt like. And I find this funny because I don't think a lot of women know that men gossip and try to get the tea on women just as much as they try to get tea on guys. I think the only difference is women will run straight to, are we dating the same guy, and ask 42,000 random people for dirt. But I found it interesting that he only called because he wanted intel.
I would never speak to this man again. Consider that the last phone call we ever have together. We share that moment, and it's over. This is the second time he's done this? No. At that point, he's just using you as his own personal Bumble.
Well, he is a close friend. The first time, it didn't really work out.
Clearly,
whatsoever.
He's close. Clearly. I mean,
I don't know why people would want to do this, though. I mean, I appreciate him asking for permission. I do.
Also, was she the worst?
No, she was a very sweet girl. It just kind of ran its course. She was very sweet. Just here's the thing. I think why I never really saw a future with her. I enjoyed the haircuts. She did a really great job with making me look pretty. But ultimately, I was like, you know what? This is great, but for how long? At what cost? Because she started talking
cost of a haircut, cost of a shape up.
Well, she started talking about wanting to get a place together. And I'm like,
how long did you date?
Oh, I don't know. Like
six months.
6 to 8 months. And I'm like, you have three dogs straight out of hell. I got to cut this off immediately.
Yeah, it's so tough.
And do you know how hard it is to go from getting your hair cut at Giuseppe Franco to Supercuts? It's a very different experience. But decisions needed to be made. So I guess here's the thing. If you want to date someone's ex, do you have to ask for permission?
I think if you're even asking for permission, you know in that moment that it's wrong and you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't even.
No, well, I don't know, right? I mean,
it's so gross. It's so grimy. He clearly has a fetish of being Eskimo brothers, and it shows. Get a grab. No, you're unwell. No, you need help.
I think it's the right thing to do, but I think it also depends on the level of the relationship.
The things men will do to not go to therapy. It's insane.
Like, if you went on a couple dates with someone, no. If you dated more than 6 months, yes, you should ask out of respect, just so you're not kind of stepping on anyone's toes. But it blows my mind, the people, now we live in different states, but it blows my mind the people that don't ask their friends, especially in a city like Rochester. It's like you're going to see this person out eventually.
Also, you're not that good of friends if you are just going to
pop up somewhere with them. Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. 1 to 2 dates, 3 dates, fine. But if you've been with someone for a long time, why would you want to do that?
So gross. Ugh. Gosh, I'm just also we're missing a whole side of the coin here. Why would she want to do that?
Right,
would she want to be with someone who's friends with her ex?
That's a great question.
That you're gonna run into
now,
maybe not anymore. You don't live in LA, but
tell me if I'm in the wrong for this. He clearly called me last night to get info, but I didn't want to forewarn him. I thought, you know what? I had to figure this relationship out all on my own when I was with her. You do the same. Call me in 3 months,
right,
and let me know how it's going.
Call me in 3 months when her dogs have destroyed every single pair of your shoes and she's looking to get a place with you.
Now, if she was a huge cheater, I would tell him, you know.
I wouldn't.
But that wasn't the case.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all, because it's like, hey, you're kind of betraying me. Go do what you need to do.
Is it a betrayal, though?
In the ass.
I haven't talked to her in years. Is it really a betrayal? I don't think so. Let's hear from some of our listeners this morning, because I know some of you got a lot to say about this. Let's go over to Adriana that's texting in. What's up, Adriana? If my feelings are done, I do not care. They can date my ex, but I do agree they should ask for permission out of respect. We have somebody saying, wanting to date a friend's ex is so gross to me. And I don't understand people who want to start something intimate with someone that their closest friend was with. Yeah, well, people do it.
Disgusting.
People do it. Tim says, absolutely not. Two adults do not need permission from a third person to date. I dated a buddy's ex for almost a year after they broke up. Never felt the need to call and ask if it was okay. So you never, none of your friends have ever dated somebody that you casually dated?
This is all me?
Yeah.
Oh, ew. What? Also, not the same team.
No, I know.
Not at all. Also, I think it's so strange because guys, like, don't care about this, but girls would never. Girls would never.
And that is such. You're full of crap.
If they do.
They
I'm
do.
Never speaking to you again.
Girls,
I'm never speaking to you again.
I know plenty of girls that have called their girlfriends and be like, do you think it's okay if I go out with Tom? I know you guys were together for 3 years.
No, it's not a thing.
People, the women do it.
Actual girls wouldn't do that. I mean, girls who hate other girls, for sure. Girls who are just obsessed with boys, for sure.
Years ago, I was dating a girl, and after we had broke up, I think 6 months went by. So I jumped back on Bumble, and I matched up with her cousin. Didn't realize it was her first cousin, but she knew who I was. So she goes, do you think this is weird? I said, what? She goes, well, do you think it's inappropriate if we go out, even though you dated my cousin? I was like, who's your cousin? And I go, yeah, that's kind of, she's not going to like that at all.
We're running out of options here, Moose. We really are.
Damien says, damn, Moose, good on you for being clever and getting those free haircuts. I need a new chiropractor. Any tips?
God. Hi, my name is Veronica. I'm going to snap your back and snap your heart.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
At California, not all heroes wear capes. Some just wear a very nice button-down shirt. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, in celebration of EMS Week. Local leaders announced a new training program that's aimed at developing the next generation of emergency medical technicians and, of course, paramedics right here in Monroe County. Funded by $4.2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act, the initiative is basically removing financial and logistical barriers for a lot of people who are interested in advancing through this career path, because sometimes there's a heavy cost involved.
Right.
People can't afford it. But this recent funding gives people a real chance at this profession. The program also covers tuition, school supplies, transportation services, and child support, which is huge, especially if you're a single parent. Graduates of the program will be certified to begin work with an EMS agency, helping address the ongoing shortage of emergency medical personnel. Adam Bellow had said that this really wraps around those support systems that prevent people from entering this type of work. And I think that's what makes this program so special, is that we're removing those common barriers. So if anyone listening wants to change up their career path and apply for MCC's EMT and paramedic classes for the 2025 fall semester, the application deadline is in 3 weeks from now, June 1st. You can sign up now on MCC's website.
Get those sign-ups ready.
I said Absolutely it once, I'll say it again. Sunday. I'm thinking about going back to MCC to take a class.
What a nightmare.
I don't want to go for a whole semester. I just want, you know, maybe just class. Maybe a language class. Maybe a different language, something.
Just Babbel is a great option as well.
Knowledge is power, Breezy. Don't forget that.
Or the Rochester Brainery.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text in with your hot takes for There I Said It. Lydia from Greece texted in and says, cheating isn't always wrong. Sometimes it saves a relationship. Oh, that's so profound.
Right.
God. Would hate to be in a relationship with her. We'll get to more of your unpopular opinions coming up next on the show.
98PXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown of Houston. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
That time in the morning where we'll get to all of your hot takes and unpopular opinions, because it's time to clear
the air.
585-252-9800. Kristen is weighing in and says, being occupied all the time doesn't make you interesting. It just makes you unbearable. There I said it.
Being occupied?
Yeah. Being occupied all the time.
Okay.
Another word for busy, I guess.
Yeah.
Laura says, if I have learned anything in the last 8 years of being married, it's that you can love someone and still find them unattractive. There I said it.
Ooh.
Well, I hate to be that guy.
It's really tough pill to swallow there.
It really is.
Hey,
let it rip this morning, you guys. Anything goes.
This person says, I still want to be invited, even though I can't go. People are the absolute worst. There, I said it. I agree wholeheartedly.
I can't go, but invite me anyways.
Yeah. Why didn't you invite me? Well, I knew you wouldn't go. But it's nice to get an invite. I'm not here to cater to your feelings, Susan.
Damn.
Thank you. But seriously, like, at the end of the day, if you say no enough times, people are going to default to your answer being no. And that's the risk that you run by declining invites to places. I'm sorry. Not here to cater to your feelings.
You hear here first, you guys. Having a kid to find purpose is one of the most selfish things you can do. There, I said it. And yes, I'm speaking to my sister.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, classic. Having a kid, people do it, though. They will pop out a kid. I need a change. You know what I mean? I need a new accessory.
Right, right, of course.
Let's have a kid. Be so fun to dress him up.
Kelsey's here. She said, I don't understand the new Pope thing. Why is everyone freaking? There, I said it.
It's the first American Pope ever.
So we literally were driving home from New York, and my mom, the whole 4.5 hour car ride, was just like Googling and researching the Pope. It was like, oh my God, the Pope's from Chicago. I'm like, okay.
Deep dish pizza for all.
Literally.
Who else is here? 585-252-9800 to text in. No one actually likes running. They like pretending they're better than people who don't run. There, I said it. Yeah, I could see that. I think I could see that. I'm not a big runner. I will do it because I have to, but I don't enjoy it.
Me running the Lilac 10K on Sunday's crazy. I'm not really even training for it, so.
No, you're going to do great, but come on. Who runs for fun?
I do. I run often for fun. I do. I think there.
What's fun about running?
There's a runner's high that only certain people feel, and if you don't feel it, then yeah, I can see why it would be absolutely miserable.
But are you getting that high afterwards?
Yeah, during and after. Yeah, but mostly after. It's a feeling that's completely indescribable. Truly.
I don't know if I've ever gotten it. I've played soccer for like 20 years. I never got. It's the worst part of the game was running. Let's go to John that says, sup guys, it's John from Brighton. I feel stupid, but I wrote you guys a love poem because for the longest time, I thought you two were actually dating. Oh.
Let me vomiting my breakfast up.
Here it is. If you want to read it, I sure do. John, where is it? Oh, this is beautiful. Should I read it?
Sure.
He actually wrote a love poem for Breezy and I. In a meadow kissed by twilight's hue, lived Moose so strong, so kind, so true. And Breezy, light as a summer's song, danced through life where hearts belong. Moose stood like mountains calm and wide. She moved like wind with grace and pride. Their laughter echoed through the trees, a symphony of whispered breeze. So Moose and Breezy, hand in hand, built forever in softest sand. Two souls, one rhythm. Bold and free, a love as deep as any sea.
Absolutely beautiful. I have notes.
That was beautiful, John. Thank you. Tell me you don't feel some sort of spark. Tell me you don't feel something.
A couple notes for the author. Moose strong, hilarious. And you using the word pride to also describe me, also on brand. But yeah, we love a nice pop in a GBT. You know what I mean?
I'm strong. You know, I'm sick of having to feel like I have to prove myself to you every morning. All right, let's go to one more here.
The gig.
Let's go over to Liz, who says high school graduations are dumb. There, I said it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm honestly not trying to hate on anyone who enjoys it, but to me, it just feels like a forced ritual for something that doesn't deserve that much fanfare. God. Some people are really hateful when they do this in the morning. You're telling
it's
me
like
you don't.
I went to school for 13 years. I can't walk across the stage and get accolades for that.
Yeah.
You're a monster. That's diabolical.
Yeah, you're a monster, Liz. So you really don't feel anything at all after that poem? I don't know. I feel something.
I feel ill.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 75 for the high today. We're asking the question, would you rather have a boat or a pool this summer? Because I'm telling you right now, some of you are going to start figuring out who your true friends are this summer. And they're going to start coming out the woodwork.
So true.
Do you want to have a pool day this Saturday? AKA, can I come over and use your pool?
AKA, can I come to your pool and come to your house and use your bathroom and eat your snacks?
Are you
drink your booze?
Are you taking the boat out this weekend?
Right.
Not to mention, I feel like I'm due for at least one boat ride because it's every May. Yeah. And I'm ready to cash in that ticket.
I feel like my phone is always a little busier come June. Getting an influx of text messages coming in.
That's why you bring me in May.
What are you doing? What are you up to today?
Because you don't invite me for the remainder of the summer. It's usually you and your girls and your friends. I get one boat ride all year, and it's one time in May, and we're at May 13th. Let's cash this ticket in.
I know. Wait, I need to figure out when my boat club is opening here.
So,
but anyways, we got a message from our listener, Jill, who said that her husband and her have been saving for quite some time now for a way to cool off during the summer. They've been saving for the past 3 to 5 years, she said.
Okay.
And they've been going between getting a boat or installing a pool. And they've been taking a poll with their close friends and family, but they just can't seem to decide. So I have access to both, not to be like,
yeah, your parents have a pool, and your parents also bought you a boat club thing. Membership.
Sure. So I have access to both. Your parents have a pool.
They have a nice in-ground pool.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I grew up with a pool.
So I am a boat girl through and through.
Yeah.
I love a boat. I grew up on the lake. It's just in my nature. It's in my DNA. And growing up without a boat, all I wanted was a boat. But my friends had boats and things like that. And as much as I love a boat, I think I have a pretty ideal situation with boat membership, yada, yada.
You can choose between the two, but you will always have those messages coming in from people who are asking to use both.
Correct. But I think this, for the sake of our friend Jill and figuring out what exactly is better for her and her husband, I honestly think there's more benefit in a pool, and I'll tell you why. And I know that's off brand because I love the boat, but the pool is so accessible. It's right there in your backyard. All you have to do is walk 10 feet and there you go. You can do a cannonball. You can play chicken. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do. You can lay there for as long as you want. You don't have to haul anything.
Have you ever had to clean a pool? It sucks.
No, my parents have a robot.
Right. A boat, though, opens up thousands of acres of nature that you couldn't otherwise access. A pool is useless. I mean, you can jump in anyone's pool. It's kind of boring. It's great if you have it. But if you could get a boat, I don't know. What's the price difference between owning a pool and owning a boat? Because you got to dock the boat. You still have to clean the boat.
I'm going to say a boat is much more expensive. Because
you're paying for gas, you're paying for maintenance, but how much is it to dock a boat in the wintertime here in the 585?
Well, you don't dock it in the, like, all the boats come out in the winter.
I know.
So you have to put it wherever you can.
Well, you put it in your driveway, sure.
Sure. Or in storage, whatever the case may be. But
I know
But a boat on someone's front lawn, white trash.
Listen, I know a neighbor who had to, you know, store his boat away in the wintertime, depending on the size of the boat. This dude was paying $1,100 a month just to store it. So if you don't got money, don't get a boat.
Right.
You can't. Just don't do it. It's a lot less expensive to take care of the pool. It's a pain in the ass when it's time to close it, open it, all the things. But some of you are a little well off where you just hire a little pool boy to come over.
Period. Don't get me wrong. The boat is lovely. And the boat opens opportunity for wonder. But the pool, I think you could have pool parties. You can kick people out when you want them to leave. On a boat, they're not going anywhere. They're stuck with you until you bring them in. And then Sally needs to go to her hair appointment. And then you got to drive to the dock. And then if you don't have a dock...
You think somebody's getting on my boat if they have appointments?
You got to trailer it in and out of the channel. Like, there's some people that don't have docks. They literally transport the boat every single time they want to go on it.
So to our listener, Jill, that texted in, let me ask you this. From somebody who has both, are people messaging you more in the summertime to use your boat or use your pool? I guarantee you it's the boat.
My boat.
It's the boat.
My boat.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, and I never throw you a bone, so...
You never throw me a bone, and I stopped bothering you, and I started looking for other resources.
And how's that working out?
Not great. Not many people I personally know have a boat. And, you know, I don't even need a boat. Throw me a jet ski. I'll have I have the time of my life.
Absolutely.
I spent 2 summers on Canandaigua Lake. Or excuse me, 2 years ago, I spent most of the summer on Canandaigua Lake on a jet ski. I was having the time of my life. But as far as Jill's question, boat or pool, I don't know. Let's get to some of our listeners. 585-252-9800. We got a text coming in from a guy named Dave who says, I would much rather own a boat, and I do. However, you have to deal with a bunch of freeloaders who are not friends. Actual friends realize all the hard work it takes to own a boat. They enjoy the good times with you and share the not-so-fun workload after the good times are done. Helping clean the boat is the least any friend could do to show some appreciation.
Yeah. Or offer to put gas in it. Or offer to put bring the snacks or the subs or whatever the case may be.
The Sammies.
There's a lot of people that are like, what time should I be there? Show up empty-handed. They don't even bring a towel for themselves.
Right.
Like, wait.
I don't understand. Did I show up empty-handed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Classic.
No, that's because we had an event. It's different. If we made a pool day out of it, I would bring charcuterie. There'd be drinks.
Oh my God.
All my God. Yeah. I don't come empty-handed. I don't. I wasn't raised that way.
Well,
this person says pool all day long. You could throw pool parties, especially like 4th of July. You can grill out. A boat, you can only do so much on the lake. And then when it gets dark, you got to wrap it up. Yeah.
Maybe I start a new segment, Breezy's Big Boat Series. I'm just doing weird stuff on the lake.
How much is it to fill a tank up in the boat?
See, I don't really go anywhere. I just sit. So the most I've paid is like $40. When I'm actually
going places.
Yeah, that's
because you're only renting a pontoon.
No, I rent a bunch of different things. But from down from all the way from the north end all the way to the south end, probably $50. Not bad. But that
Will
gas
said,
is not cheap.
No, that's not. It keeps going up. What Will says, boats are a hole in the water. It's just you throwing your money away.
It's a money pit for sure.
Yes.
There's an expression that goes around. The two happiest days of a boat owner's life is the day they get the boat and the day they sell the boat. So
that is true.
Yeah,
that is true. All right. Well, I can't count on you this summer. I got to find some more friends with boats. I'm covered when it comes to the pool thing. But I'd love 585-252-9800. Hit us up if you got a boat. Jill, get yourself a boat. You're going to have the time of your life this summer.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2020 Mother's Day film, You Should Have Left, starring Kevin Bacon.
Oh, the Mother's Day film.
And some actress named Amanda. You know, I thought this movie was perfect. You know, we just got done celebrating Mother's Day this past Sunday, and it's all about a cheating wife at home, and there are so many moms that cheat and break up happy homes. But before we get to Breezy's review on the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie from yesterday's Mooster Piece Theater. And might I add, some of Breezy's best work.
Are you ready to go? What's going on? What is it?
You have two phones. Must have been a lot of work keeping track of both of those things.
It's exhausting.
Who's the other guy? Max from the shoot in Mexico?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Has he been here? In this house?
Of course not.
Because somebody wrote in my journal.
He's not here. He's in New York. He has meetings.
I don't give a crap where Max has meetings.
I'm sorry.
So who wrote in my book?
I don't know. Did Ellie? This is the biggest problem we have right now.
I bet that guy can screw you all night, huh?
Don't make it ugly.
I'm 100% sure I'm not the one who made this ugly.
I can't do this. You know, I would feel a lot better if you just yelled and screamed like a normal person. You sociopath.
No thanks. You gotta go.
I hate you.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya. How dare you not throw some respect on Amanda Seyfried's name?
She is the best, though. I do love her. Amanda Seyfried. Here's the breakdown of the film. A successful couple take their daughter on a trip to the Welsh countryside for a holiday, and a series of sinister events takes place, which indicate that all is not what it seems. Rotten Tomatoes only gave this 40%. Is that odd? Well, let's hear what Breezy has to say about it.
So the fact that this film was only from 2020 is great. Like, wasn't old, right, which we love.
We love Kevin Bacon.
We love Kevin Bacon. He's a psychopath.
Yeah, right.
He genuinely played a psychopath in this movie. And listen, him being trapped in the house is just me and my sleep paralysis demons on a daily basis.
Yeah, right.
Like, fully me.
That's every weekend.
No, that's literally just me on a Tuesday. Like, it's just so, especially now that I don't have a therapist anymore, it's a lot.
Oh, I know.
It's a lot.
I have noticed that you've been spiraling more than usual.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The question is, Breezy, did this movie You Should Have Left hold up?
I honestly think it did, because I think it played into just mental health in general.
Okay.
Him being trapped in the house and, like, not being able to escape his demons, there's no hope for him.
No. He had no outlet.
It's too late.
No outlet.
And, I mean, yes, she did have an affair, but he was a psychopath.
No, there's no but. That's a no-no. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, where was our scene? From 1 to 10. It was pretty good,
like,
right?
Yeah, it was like an 8.
Okay, that's
half.
High enough.
It was 8.5.
All right, sure. What was your favorite? Who's your favorite?
The countryside, rolling hills.
In the film You Should Not Have Left, who's your favorite character?
Well, I love Amanda Seyfried.
Uh-huh.
But she looks like very malnourished in this film. She's very skinny in this film.
Well, like, I think that's because prior to that, this film, she was doing something else. She was doing another project.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Unless she really went all in.
Fully just.
It was like, I'm going to stop eating for a couple of months.
Shrinking. Yeah. Kevin Bacon is a great actor.
He's the best. I do love Kevin Bacon. That guy has played a number of different roles, and he crushes all of them. Who was your least favorite character? Was it Theo?
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's character?
Just.
He rubbed you the wrong way.
He just was a psychopath.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I could get to that point at some point. I really could if I don't address my problems head on. And then the whole thing of, like, so he didn't physically kill his, spoiler alert, didn't physically kill his ex-wife, but it remains to be seen. You know what I mean? He allowed her to drown, didn't do anything about it.
Right.
And that gave me the ick a little bit. It's,
yeah, like, you kind of just watched it happen.
Tell me you don't care, but without telling me you don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite scene in the film? Was it that scene?
Yeah. Well, the scene of him, like, running up the stairs as the house is crumbling around him, it's like, bro, get a grab.
It's time to talk to somebody.
No, fully. Like I said before, the things men will do not to go to therapy.
What's the one thing you took away from this film? Was it about mental health?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I can relate. Although I didn't really, like, love Theo, I can fully relate. I get it.
Was the best throwback moment. I mean, granted, the film was 5 years ago, but was there anything that stood out?
Well, I think a lot of it, like, I like the fact that it was filmed somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I love when people call vacation holiday. Like, it's so funny. Like, it's not holiday. It's just vacation.
Well, it's a holiday for them. They're celebrating a holiday.
Yes, but there's no holiday to be celebrated. But anyways, it was an overall mind twister. For sure. I liked the film. I did.
What is your popcorn bucket score, Breeze? Out of 5, what are you giving the 2020 Mother's Day classic film You Should Have Left?
You know, it was a tough ranking process today, but I'm going to give it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 3-1. I like the film.
I would have given it a 4. It's a review. Go ahead. Also, guys, speaking of Kevin Bacon, we should also do this for Moosterpiece Theater. If you've never seen Kevin Bacon 2007 film Death Sentence, this guy goes on a rampage after his entire family's murdered. He goes and gets payback, shaves his head, It's a mohawk. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. He's just a cool dad.
Oh, the webs we weave.
And the things he does to get revenge for his family is mind-blowing. Yeah, we're going to do Death Sentence soon. All right, Breeze, so you gave this film a 3.1. What an absolute shocker. That is a failing score, if you ask me.
Oh, but I loved it.
Aren't they all? All right, we'll do another Breezy's Big Movie Review coming up next week on the show, which I'm pretty sure... We're going to do Death Sentence.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to turn this into a Kevin Bacon month.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown.
Is the hair industry sexist? Yes, no, it's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I found this to be interesting because we do have Katrina on the phone with us this morning. And she says salons charge women way more than men for essentially the same services. Like a basic haircut. 585-252-9800. Call us and tell us if you agree, if you disagree with our girl Katrina this morning. And we would love to hear from you if you are a stylist or if you own a salon. Katrina, thanks for coming on the show. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys as well.
So you think the hair industry is sexist is what you originally wrote in your message, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused and I'm hoping someone like can explain to me why exactly it is that the price of a haircut is dependent solely on what is in your pants.
Well, that's very interesting.
Why are women constantly being taken advantage of by hairstylists? I don't know.
What do you typically...
Yeah, what do you mean taken advantage of?
How are you being taken advantage of?
Okay, well, so my husband and I, we get our haircut at the same salon. I get 2 inches trimmed off the length. No shampooing, no styling. Okay. A blowout, I mean, $65.
Right.
My husband, he gets a haircut, shampoo, beard trim, $30.
He's only paying $30 for all that? Where's he going?
I mean, we just go to the local salon, you know? Like, he's
Supercuts.
3 chairs down for me.
Well, you guys are getting your haircut at the same exact time? That's cute.
It's a bonding thing.
Yeah, and so well, you know.
You're paying $65, he's paying $30, and he's pretty much getting more services than you are.
Yeah, it's just like, it just does not make any sense. And I feel like this is what's happening everywhere. I mean, men's cuts are always cheaper than women's.
Yeah, but I feel like it takes, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Does it take less time? Because women are very particular about how things are done. A guy can go in there and just be like, take a little off the sides. And that's it. See ya.
See ya.
Okay.
I feel like this gets projected onto women, you know, like, maybe some women care a lot, but personally, I just want my length trimmed, you know, like I'm not picky. And for whatever reason, I still have to pay this extra special price just to get like, you know, a little shape up.
Well, what's it cost for like a trim, a color and all that? Like what's the most amount of money you've ever paid for an appointment to get your hair done?
Honestly, I try to keep it simple. So I don't pay a lot, but I know women who have paid well over $200 for a haircut full service.
I know women that have paid $350 and they've been in the chair for 7 hours.
I know
because they're doing a color.
I know women who have paid like $400, $500. And yeah, you're right, Moose. They're there for 24 hours. I'm like, if I'm paying that much money, this is an express service.
Right.
So figure it out.
I mean,
I will never understand the women who are sitting in a chair. They're like, so my appointment starts on Tuesday, but I'm probably not getting out until Thursday. Like, what? Okay, well, why?
If that's the case, though, then yeah, you probably do owe a buttload of money.
But sometimes listen, I'm not a hairstylist, so don't come for me. Here's the thing. Like, I think that there's some hairstylists that genuinely take extra time so they can charge more. I don't know if they charge by the hour or what's happening here, but they really do.
I believe that.
I feel like they slow down the process because they're like, well, I'm going to make the most out of this girly in my chair.
I don't know. I'd love to hear from some of you guys, especially if you own a salon, you're a stylist. 585-252-9800. Do you agree with Katrina? Is the hair industry sexist?
I mean, this is the thing. I just feel like women are being taken advantage of, you know, like we get looked at like we'll just pay anything because we're stupid or something. You know, it's the same way I feel when I go to get my oil changed. You know, I get charged $200
But if my husband does the same thing, he pays $70 and he's on his way, you know?
But you got to say no to the air filter and all the extra fluids they want to put in your vehicle. You got to say no. You got to say no.
They see you coming from a mile away. Let's just put it that way.
You cannot say, okay, I will pay for air in my tires. That's a no-no.
Yeah, I just, you know, like, why does anyone look out for us, you know? Like, I don't see women looking out for women, you know?
Interesting.
It's disappointing to me.
Well, I don't know how many women mechanics there are, but...
Well, I know. She makes a good point, though. All right, well, let's hear from some of our listeners here this morning. Thanks for calling in about this and being part of the show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, Katrina. All right, hey, good luck out there.
Thanks.
All right, talk soon. All right, let's get to some text messages coming in right now. 585-252-9800. We got one person that says, I disagree because I'm a guy with really long hair, and it's still cheaper for me than when my wife goes and gets 1 inch taken off.
So interesting. And also, like, they're using different tools. So I would imagine that buzz cut is, like, probably more difficult to work with. Because you got to change out the number guard that you want. I take a 7 on the top and a 3 on the sides.
Well, no, some people just will, like, shave the whole thing.
Shave the whole head? Take
the clippers. It's a buzz cut.
I know, but what do you get? What are your measurements?
Me, I get a 1 on the sides, and then he takes a half inch off the
top.
Yeah, but not for nothing, but men typically, like myself, I get a haircut every 2 weeks. Okay. Women do it maybe twice a year. So I pay $60 with tip twice a month. That's $120 a month. That's almost $1,500 a year. Women are spending way less than that per year, right? Like maybe $800-$900. So really, it all comes out in the wash. Right. You guys are saving money. I mean, some guys get their hair cut once a year too, but, you know, they're a mess.
So tough.
Manny says, my girlfriend and I used to go to a salon where we basically got the exact same haircut. Buzzed the sides, took some off the top. But her cost was twice as much as mine.
It's ridiculous. You know what? She's onto something. This girl. I've never thought about it once in my life, but she's onto something.
Yeah, it depends. I just think it takes less time for some guys. They're more simple. They're like, put a bowl on my head and start cutting around it. So what?
Right.
All right, guys. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.